The Truth News Network.
It takes the media a few weeks to catch up to the talk shows. Congratulations, you're on the cutting edge of the truth.
TNN, The Truth News Network.
And your man on point is Dan Newman.
I got to be honest with you, folks. I can't imagine if I couldn't get a news update in several days. And sometimes it seems like traditional media in the United States gets a couple of days behind. Maybe that's purposeful, and maybe it's just because there's so much going on. I don't know. I can't answer for them, but I do know this. Truth News Network is on top of all the things that are happening in Washington and elsewhere that we know are important to you. You get it every day. You always have, and you always will. As a matter of fact, stay with us till the end of the show. We've got a new schedule of the way we're going to be presenting stories and podcasts to you in the foreseeable future. Actually, it's regarding all this impeachment mess that we're dealing with. Let's get right to it today. About 10 years ago, I created a website titled sickandtired.com. Its sole purpose was to allow me, just an average American, to vent regarding craziness in government and in life in general that had very little, if any, plausible explanation for its existence. After 6 months or so, I discontinued that website, sickandtired.com. Why did I do that? You want to know why I did that? Well, certainly not because instances of craziness stopped or had lessened in number. It was because documenting the craziness I saw around me did nothing but give me more heartburn and fury and anger when I recalled and wrote about them. But as much as I'd like, it's impossible to ignore craziness in the government of our country. It is never more obvious than in tracking congressional actions on a day-to-day basis. Talk about heartburn. You really get it when you look in all day, every day. And this impeachment inquiry, as House Speaker Pelosi and friends have termed it, falls into the category of the same craziness that prompted me to start that website in the first place. There's no doubt that impeachment plays a large and vital role in the U.S. government. It always has. It was devised by a group of guys who had just fled a European government in which the ultimate authority was always a king and his buds, his cohorts. Honesty, fairness, truthfulness, and integrity were necessary for everyone under that government and its laws, except the king and those in his posse. The average guy on the street who worked hard to just feed a family had to abide by a different set of rules, a different set of laws, and those were determined on the fly by the members of the ruling class. They changed from time to time. Nobody ever knew what was going to happen and what results would be. Our forefathers righted that with the finest and longest-lasting national constitution on earth, the one of the United States of America, ours. The U.S. Constitution sets the framework for 100% of the operations of our government, period. It's the whole shebang, folks. There are guidelines for every part of government's operation. In the case where items pop up from time to time that were not anticipated in the late 1700s by those guys, well, the Constitution includes provisions for altering the original existing rules, and that's to make sure that we can stay on top of doing the right things at all times. Just as important are those rules themselves, or the rules that govern the process to change those rules, and that is called amending the Constitution. My angst today centers around the current House of Representatives actions initiated regarding the impeachment of President Donald Trump. It hadn't happened yet, but this impeachment inquiry that we're in the House of Representatives right now is really just a ramp up towards impeachment. But it's not for impeachment itself. It is a result of the process for doing so that has consumed this nation. We saw it first with the Mueller investigation. We saw the process of an elite class of people who wrestled control of governing away from the core process for the Constitution that was non-existent in those European governments, but necessary for the success of America. So, what are the details about what I'm referencing here? Why don't we just dig right in? First, the rule of law. You've heard it used a lot, and I've used it a lot. The rule of law is the complete structure of the process of creating laws by and for the people of a nation, implementing those laws evenly across the entire body of its citizens, holding every person in the country governed by those laws equally, according to the laws, and a process for each time there are any disputes by either the government or its constituents to address those disputes fairly and impartially. That's how our founders came up with the three co-equal branches of government: the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branches, each with specific tasks. So what's the problem today? Well, primarily one segment of the legislative branch, not the whole branch, just one segment of it, has seized control of the process for enforcing laws fairly and equally among all Americans. And they are, without authority, rewriting the rule of law as it is set forth in our Constitution. Make no mistake about it. There have been and always will be disputes among lawmakers and those who live by laws and those who are legally obligated to enforce their laws. Always been there, always will be. But it has never been more obvious than it is right now. This impeachment inquiry initiated by House Speaker Pelosi and a close circle of the fellow Democrats that she runs with is the most egregious example of the abuse of the rule of law I have ever witnessed. It is best described in this manner. Follow along with me. Ordinarily, when a crime is committed, that kicks off the rule of law process, ordinarily. Then law enforcement is empowered when that crime has happened to, and then are responsible to, find any wrongdoers, then to bring those people to the judicial branch to be held accountable for any wrongdoing they may have committed in the case of that crime. Of course, the wrongdoer, who is guaranteed equal treatment under the law, is entitled to have a legal defense to present evidence and witness testimony that disputes the claim or claims of wrongdoing against them. The Constitution guarantees that every person is, quote, innocent until proven guilty. That's also called the presumption of innocence. Then members of the judicial branch, attorneys and or juries comprised of ordinary citizens randomly selected, examine all the evidence, ask questions, and obtain answers to their questions, review the facts, and then reach a conclusion or a verdict. In the case of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, punishment, as defined in applicable laws for that wrongdoing, is meted out and the wrongdoer receives the legal sentence if he or she is found guilty. Sometimes sentences are fines. Sometimes sentences could be fines with jail or just jail by itself, sometimes both, and sometimes exoneration. It sounds simple, doesn't it? The framers of the Constitution purposely made it that way so as to protect citizens against the type of top-down unfairness they had lived under in Europe. They knew the bad side of law. They did not want that to be repeated in America. The premise is that in a fair society, no government or representative of the government should hold the right that supersedes any rights of the citizens over which they govern. That is what has been turned inside out by Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, also Representative Nancy Pelosi, who is House Speaker, she's from California, Representative Gerald Nadler's from New York, he's head of the Judiciary Committee, and other Democrats in leadership in the House of Representatives. What we are witnessing is a copycat, albeit updated historically, of, and you're not going to believe this, the Salem witch trials. You remember that? You may not remember the details, but certainly throughout your history in school, it came up every now and then. What were the Salem witch trials? Well, the infamous Salem witch trials began during the spring of 1692, after a group of young girls in Salem Village, Massachusetts, claimed to be possessed by the devil and accused several local women of witchcraft. As a wave of hysteria spread throughout colonial Massachusetts, a special court convened in Salem to hear the cases. The first convicted witch, named Bridget Bishop, was hanged in June of that year. 18 others followed Bishop to Salem's Gallows Hill, while some 150 more men, women, and children were accused over the next several months. By September of that year, September of 1692, the hysteria had begun to abate and public opinion turned against the trials. Though the Massachusetts General Court later annulled guilty verdicts against accused witches and granted indemnities to their families, bitterness lingered in the community, as you can imagine, and the painful legacy of the Salem witch trials would endure for centuries. Now, don't get me wrong. No one is demanding the burning at the stake of anyone. Yet. But the hatred, vitriol, animus for President Trump has deteriorated daily since the day of the 2016 election. The question that must be asked and then answered is simple. Why the hatred from Democrats for Donald Trump? We've got the answer. And we've got some new evidence in this debacle that we're going to share with you. There's so much going on, and it changes almost from minute to minute. Sit tight. Back right after this at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network,
truthnewsnet.org.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&M's.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Did the little piggy cry wee, wee, wee all the way home?
Wee! Wee, wee, wee! Wee! Wee!
Max.
Wee, wee, wee!
Maxwell!
Yeah?
You're home.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Mrs. A.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Get not only the news, but the truth in the news. From TNN, the Truth News Network. Dan Newman.
Well, let's get right back to it. You know, we just maintained that before any investigation under the law can begin, there has to be a crime committed. It's backwards. It always has been backwards since Donald Trump was elected president. As an example, where was the crime that initiated the Mueller investigation? There were no crimes. There was no evidence of any crime. And instead of starting with a crime and then looking to find the evidence, what happened was Democrats found somebody they thought was guilty. They made a case in the press that Donald Trump was guilty. Guilty of what? They didn't know. But hey, we got to go dig to find out what he did. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Investigations are keyed by crimes that have been committed, not the other way around. So, a crime committed is required to initiate any legal investigation regarding finding a perpetrator or perpetrators who committed that crime, their motives, and then the crime's details. In this case, why don't we do this? Why don't we list the crimes that have been committed that have implicated President Trump that could instigate some type of impeachment process? Here they are. Got 10 of them. Let's start with crime number one. Okay, here's crime number two. Let's go on to crime number three. Here's crime number four. And then number five. Crime number six. Well, you probably didn't hear any of those first six, so let me just add a couple that I know you'll hear. Crime number seven, he's not presidential. Crime number eight, he's a narcissist. Crime number nine, Democrats don't like him. Number 10, he's arrogant. There never was a crime by Mr. Trump or any member of his campaign that had anything to do with him that was discovered by the exhaustive investigative team compiled by Mueller in a three-year, $30 to $40 million investigation. No collusion with Russia and no obstruction of justice. Democrats in lockstep have sniffed for 2.5 years to find some dirt sufficient in content to justify impeachment. The more they investigate, the angrier they get. They can't find Donald Trump's wrongdoing. Their latest ploy? a telephone call between the president and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Democrats were shocked when President Trump released the full call transcript to the public immediately. He didn't wait for subpoenas. He didn't wait for the public uproar on radio and television. He released it voluntarily before they even asked for it. We all saw it and we read it. There was absolutely no wrongdoing by Mr. Trump in any part of that call, period. But that only prompted radical Democrats to turn up the heat. In the aftermath of the transcript release, they've gone absolutely stark crazy. I personally believe they planned on using the whistleblower claim from someone who appears to not even be a whistleblower at all, based on the statute defining it, but is apparently a plant to implicate the president in the interactions with the president of Ukraine. No matter that, in the Constitution, a U.S. president is required to examine and look closely at corruption, making sure elections are kept safe. And even the Obama administration said that Russia and Ukraine were involved in attempts to discredit or change the results of the 2016 election. And there was some corruption in Ukraine that showed up. President Trump, with this new Ukrainian president, Zelensky, in office, knew that it was necessary for him to push down that road. That was the impetus for the discussion of corruption that had already raised its ugly head during the Obama administration that President Trump keyed on for just a short, small segment of that phone call. When they drew a blank on that, they not only didn't stop with their rhetoric and claims, but they increased the lies about the call's content and the veiled obstruction actions of our president that didn't exist. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, the two impeachment sycophants, held a press conference on Wednesday in which they laid out a case to justify their actions in their unrealistic impeachment inquiry. It was easy to see that in Pelosi's case, she was rattled in the press conference because she struggled in her attempts to chide any of the media members there to ask her questions that would show she and other Democrats are intent on other legislative matters besides impeachment. She finally achieved getting a question asked. In that press conference, there was one question asked that wasn't impeachment related. All the media wanted was to discuss impeachment dirt. Not long after that press conference, Fox News reported this. This is a quote from their story. A spokesman for House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff acknowledged Wednesday that the whistleblower alleging misconduct in the White House had reached out to Schiff's panel before filing that complaint. That prompted President Trump, in an extraordinary afternoon press conference at the White House, to directly accuse Schiff of helping write that whistleblower document. House Intelligence Committee Chair Schiff acknowledged Wednesday that the whistleblower alleging misconduct in the White House had reached out to his panel before filing a complaint, prompting President Trump, in an extraordinary afternoon press conference at the White House, to directly accuse Schiff of helping write the document. It shows that Schiff is a fraud. I think it's a scandal that he knew before, Trump said as the president of Finland stood at an adjacent podium. I'd go a step further, he said. I'd say he probably helped write it. That's a big story. He knew long before, and he helped write it, too. It's a scam. So let's bring all this to a close, at least today's chapter of this to a close. But before I summarize today's story, let me respond to what I promised at the beginning of this story. Until further notice, Truth News Network will present on a specific schedule each week. There is no doubt the Democrats are hell-bent on impeachment, and that's going to dominate national news each day until the impeachment threats die away, just as did the Russian collusion and Trump obstruction of justice contrived stories have. Therefore, each weekday, until further notice, we're going to concentrate on all the daily news items you may have missed surrounding this impeachment process. Our Saturday headline bullet points will continue each week. Sundays, we will either post a story and podcast about some other very important topic for you, or, if current news demands it, we'll do another impeachment update. These will all be a combination of stories and podcasts, with the exception of the upcoming week. I'm going to be on the West Coast, and I can't find a studio that we can access to do our podcast while we're out there. So the Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday stories are going to be written only. I hope that will assist you in managing your time, knowing how our reporting schedule is going to go. Right back to our summary. To quote President Trump, this impeachment inquiry is nothing but another chapter in the do-nothing Democrat Party witch hunt. It's amazing that the media still thumb their noses at real news that includes the great progress that has been made in the U.S. in just 3 years of the Trump presidency. They opt to cover dirt on Mr. Trump that is dirt that does not even exist. It makes me ask this question. Who watches, listens, and absorbs their nonstop fact-vacant news reports? Hey, based on CNN's ratings, they have fewer than a million evening viewers. That's 1 million or less from a country of 350 million people. That's not a very wide reach by anyone's definition. But you know what? Second and third and fourth hand news is what a lot of Americans depend on. So they're poisoning the well of truth with their fake stories. That's a concern. Where's it all going to go? Well, the facts are being revealed hour by hour. Even as you read or listen to this, new information has been revealed that is all relevant to the facts regarding the sham investigation the Democrats are keeping alive. Yes, I think, barring some unforeseen upsetting horror about Mr. Trump being released, the House is going to push through with the impeachment process. No, don't worry. The Senate will absolutely not, in an impeachment trial, if it gets to that, find President Trump guilty of any alleged wrongdoing. But they'll certainly keep it ramped up and alive as long as they can. As a side note, I have a thought as to why they have pushed this so hard to be initiated and completed in such a short period of time as they have promised. They've actually talked about having an impeachment trial during the month of October. We're in October. I don't know how they'll do that. Apparently, the Inspector General's report on his findings of all of the unlawful and or unscrupulous spying on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election is to be released any day now. Further, it is rumored that report is full of damning evidence on many from the Obama administration that includes former Obama Attorneys General Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice, several Democrat members of Congress, former CIA Director John Brennan, DNI Director James Clapper, a gaggle of high-level FBI and Department of Justice folks, Hillary and Bill Clinton, and staff at the Clinton Foundation, and a bunch of other people. Democrats want the anger against Trump to be at a fever pitch when that IG report is made public. And they're doing it to distract from the information contained in the upcoming IG report when it hits the news. They are that desperate. Hey guys, buckle up. It is already and will only increase in intensity and drama in Washington, D.C. And it's going to be a wild ride. Just buckle up with us here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. Until tomorrow, have a great day. Stay close. We'll see you then. So long, everybody.
When you're fed up with the nagging heartburn of today's lies, how do you spell relief?
TNN.